hard enough.
You've been listening to poet Jose Olivares from his August 2020 virtual appearance at the University of Kansas Hall Center for the Humanities. He's the co-host of the podcast The Poetry Gods. His latest work is Promises of Gold. I'm Kay McIntyre. Happy National Poetry Month. KPR Presents is a production of Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, presenting Cabaret. Lou, seating is limited. Tickets at kutheater.com.
Our celebration of National Poetry Month will continue on this week's KPR Presents, featuring Kansas writers Danny Kane, Cheryl Unruh, and Megan Kaminsky. That's on KPR Presents 6 o'clock Sunday evening, or 6 o'clock next Saturday morning here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3.
This week, Alabama law enforcement officials announced the arrests of 6 suspects, each charged with 4 counts of reckless murder. Police have not yet released a motive for the shooting. For NPR News, I'm Kyle Gassett in Troy, Alabama.
And you're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has signed a multi-billion-dollar state budget bill. But as Rose Conlon reports, she rejected several more controversial provisions.
The balanced budget directs over $500 million to the Kansas Rainy Day Fund. Kelly touted investments in the economy and higher education, but she vetoed certain proposals, including a plan to establish an anti-abortion counseling program and a provision that would have banned some diversity hiring measures at state colleges. Republican House Speaker Dan Hawkins criticized the large number of line item vetoes and said the legislature will attempt to override many of them next week. Lawmakers still have to iron out a plan for funding K through 12 schools, which makes up the majority of state spending. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlon in Wichita.
Kansas plans to hold a presidential primary in March 2024. That's instead of leaving it to the political parties to decide whether they want to have more exclusive caucuses or state conventions instead. Governor Laura Kelly yesterday signed a bill into law that schedules the election for March 19th, 2024 for the Democratic, Republican, and Libertarian parties. The measure had bipartisan support when the Republican-controlled legislature approved it this month. County officials will oversee the voting, and the state is likely to cover the cost that could be several million dollars. Kansas hasn't held a presidential primary since 1992, although in 2020, Democrats did their own multi-ballot primary election. We'll have a look at the forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of Edutopia. For 30 years, committed to advancing educational innovations and research that improves pre-K to 12 learning. More at edutopia.org.
A freeze warning remains in effect until 9 o'clock this morning for the eastern half of Kansas and almost all of Missouri. A freeze warning will go in effect at midnight tonight and run through 9 o'clock Sunday morning. Partly sunny skies today with highs in the lower 50s. Winds from the northwest 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusts up to 30 miles per hour today. It's 35 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
And you're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. More than 6 months ago, a group of migrants was shot in West Texas. The man suspected in the case has still not been charged. Residents are asking, why not? That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPER. KPR's Campaign for Excellence, our spring membership drive, finished up strong yesterday with almost $311,000 pledged by our listeners in support of KPR. Thank you, everyone who made a pledge. Your support makes Weekend Edition possible. If you didn't get around to it, you can donate online at kansaspublicradio.org. And again, thanks.
I'm Giles Snyder with these headlines. President Biden is pledging to
from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting Roar and Pour Wine Fest, a fundraiser and wine tasting event featuring food, drinks, and live music April 29th. Tickets at topekazoo.org/roarandpour.
In the 1970s, courts in Boston ordered the desegregation of their public schools. That's the subject of Dennis Lehane's newest novel, Small Mercies. That's coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday here on Kansas Public Radio. Partly sunny skies today with highs in the lower 60s. Winds from the northwest 15 to 20 miles per hour. Gusts up to 30 miles per hour today. For tomorrow, widespread frost in the morning. In fact, the National Weather Service is issuing a freeze warning. Actually, we're under one right now. We'll be in one tomorrow as well overnight. It's 36 degrees in Lawrence.
Support for KPR comes from Bach Aria Soloist, presenting Handel in Love, April 22nd, 7:30 p.m. at Westport Presbyterian Church in Kansas City, with arias by George Friedrich Handel, featuring soprano Sarah Tannehill Anderson. Tickets at BachAriaSoloist.com.
Support for NPR comes from...
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play KPR. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. The latest news from NPR just a minute and a half away. And then stay with us later today for This American Life coming up at noon. Today on This American Life, it's funny the things that go through your head during a disaster. And only later, when you've got a little distance, maybe you can learn something from it. Today on This American Life, a surprising conversation with Elon Musk. That's on This American Life at noon today on KPR. Partly sunny skies today, highs in the lower 50s. Winds from the northwest, 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusts to 30 miles per hour. This is KPR.
To remain indoors, to stay off the roads, to shelter in place, and to avoid traveling to the U.S. Embassy at this time.
The State Department has set up a conflict task force for Sudan to deal with the crisis. It's been coordinating with the Pentagon, which has deployed more forces to nearby Djibouti. How to get embassy staff out is the issue.
NPR's Jackie Northam reporting, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. The Keystone oil spill in Kansas was partially caused by stress put on the pipeline 10 years ago during construction. Celia Yopis-Jepson has this report.
TC Energy says an independent report shows the problems that led to the Keystone spill started a decade ago. During construction, the pipe experienced bending stresses sufficient to start a crack. That's how TC Energy describes the independent findings, but it has not made the document public. More than 500,000 gallons of crude oil spilled in Washington County. TC Energy and the EPA disagree on the exact amount. TC Energy says it has recovered 98% of the oil. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
Officials are searching for a shooting suspect who was mistakenly released from the Platte County Jail. KCTV reports that Javion Mitchell Locke was being held in connection with a shooting April 6th that injured three KCK police officers working undercover. In a statement released yesterday, KCK Police Chief Carl Oakman says Mitchell Locke should be considered armed and dangerous. Two other suspects in the shooting are being held in the Wyandotte County Jail. Police in Olathe say the deaths of two people last weekend involve an unexpected twist. Detectives say 18-year-old Montario Spencer Jr. and 19-year-old Jessica Hicks shot and killed each other inside a vehicle. The Kansas City Star reports that officers responded to the double shooting Saturday afternoon at an apartment complex parking lot. We'll have a look at the weather coming up.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include StoryWorth. Each week, StoryWorth emails a loved one a question about their life. After a year, they'll publish family memories into a bound book to keep forever. Learn more at StoryWorth.com.
A freeze warning remains in effect for the next hour for the eastern half of Kansas, the entire KPR listening area. A freeze warning will go in effect at midnight tonight again and run until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Otherwise, partly sunny skies today, highs in the lower 50s, winds from the northwest 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusts to 30 miles per hour. It's 37 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Plays bad guys on TV in a zoo cookbook. It's all about love and appreciation and maybe a left hook here and there.
It has some great recipes, and I have my favorite of all times, you know, my fight night nachos, which they're like just perfect for, you know, guys over watching the fights or a football game. And we do our nacho special because every time people make nachos, you always run out of the top.
Yeah, also I've noticed that too. Later today on All Things Considered, the secret to avoiding naked nachos. You can find out, listen online at your member station website or NPR.org or by tuning in on the radio. And you're listening to NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. Tune in on your radio at 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Or listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up, an almost perfect game for the Chicago Cubs. The Oakland A's take a step toward Las Vegas and a fond farewell to Tom Goldman. It's Saturday Sports coming up on KPR. KPR Spring Membership Drive, our campaign for excellence, wrapped up yesterday with almost $311,000 pledged by you, our listeners. Every dollar pledged is an investment in great music, in-depth news, unparalleled entertainment. Thank you to everyone who made a pledge during the drive. If you didn't quite get around to it, you can still make your contribution online at kansaspublicradio.org.
I'm Joel Snyder with these headlines. President Biden.
Dame Edna, who Barry Humphries took on tour around the U.S. and the world. Barry Humphries died today at the age of 89. This is NPR News.
Musician Indigo D'Souza thinks a lot about her own mortality.
It helps her figure out what she wants to do with her life.
The pandemic shook everyone awake for a second and made them consider their lives and their meaning and why they're hanging out with the people they're hanging out with.
A conversation with the indie rock star, plus the latest news. Sunday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Thank you. Join us for Weekend Edition Sunday tomorrow from 7 to 10 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg, Junction City. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, presenting a book signing with Chloe Cooper Jones, author of the memoir Easy Beauty, on April 26th from 6 to 7. More at ravenbookstore.com/events.
Speaking of books, coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, how a tragedy leads one family to seek solace in the Arctic. We'll hear about a new novel, The Last Animal, from Ramona Asabel. That's coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday here on KPR. Partly sunny skies today with highs in the lower 50s. Windy conditions, winds from the northwest 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour today. For tomorrow, widespread frost in the morning, mostly sunny and highs in the upper 50s. It's 37 in Topeka.
Support for KPR comes from Bach Aria Soloist, presenting Handel in Love, April 22nd, 7:30 p.m. at Westport Presbyterian Church in Kansas City, with arias by George Friedrich Handel, featuring soprano Sarah Tannehill Anderson. Tickets at BachAriaSoloist.com.
Support for NPR.
Celebrating 70 years on the air, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan 99.5. Tell your smart speaker to play KPR. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. The latest news from NPR a minute half away. Kansas and regional news coming up at 9:04. And then join us later today for the Moth Radio Hour. Stories of mistakes, perseverance, and lessons learned, often the hard way. We'll hear about a preacher's daughter growing up in fear of lessons learned in Sunday school. And a woman trying to adjust to life in rural Arkansas. Storytelling without a net on The Moth today at 5 on KPR.